I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, how much difference is this playing here than the NHL? It just seemed like as you got into the game, you got better and better as the game went on. How did you feel like that?
Yeah, it's different in its own way for sure. There's a lot more run and gun for sure. There's a lot of guys coming after you just to hit you, and you got to be prepared for that and find your ways to get the puck and keep possession of it. So, and it's playoff hockey too, so it's definitely amped a bit. And it took me a bit for sure to get ease into it, but once I started feeling it, I could make plays and have some fun out there.
As you came out of the box, could you see that play developing? Could you see it coming almost the whole way?
Yeah, I was hoping at first that D wouldn't see me come out of the box, and sure enough he did. But good play to kick it out there, and then I saw Fitzy running down there, just kind of cut to the middle and fed him, and nice play to Jimmy there to and a nice shot to score that one.
That was a very long shift on the tying goal. I'm not sure which team was more tired. So did you notice it, or?
I think when you're playing offense, you don't seem to get tired. I don't know what it is. So when you're on defense, you seem to get tired, but when you play offense, you don't. So, just JJ obviously doing his thing, using his wheels. We're cycling around, trying to make some plays, and a nice finish by Fitzy, obviously, there.
Just giving away the first two periods, how big of a moment was that first goal after, as well as your goalie was playing, just how the game developed to that point?
Yeah, it was huge. I think we knew it was coming. We, in the second there, we had some great opportunities to score. I think we just couldn't buy one. And for that line to step up there, get that first one out of the way, I think we were just the floodgates opened after that.
What was the conversation like? What was the vibe like on the bench? You talked about not being able to buy a goal, and then it seemed like a couple calls didn't go your guys' way exactly. And
yeah.
What was the vibe like when were you guys talking about the bench?
Yeah, just staying positive. We knew that we were out shooting them, we were out chancing them. If we stuck with it, then things were eventually going to go our way, and they did. Just staying positive. Apps does a great job of telling us just to stick with it, our leaders, and that was fun.
Did you always feel like you were one bounce away? It seemed like there was a lot of just puck luck that was going against you
guys
the first 40 minutes.
It seemed like the puck was bouncing all over the map, so just kind of had to stick with it, like I said, and pucks eventually went our way.
You seemed, most guys don't agree with me on the call, but you seemed irate on the boarding call.
Yeah, no, I'm just playing hard, making a hit, and that's a tough call for him. Obviously, blew up the guy pretty good, so it's a tough call. The ref had to do what he had to do.
How difficult is it to not get frustrated in a game like that? Like you said, they're going out of their way just to try to hit you. How physical was them, and Weisbach going down early? It's an emotional game, but also just the way that they were playing.
Yeah, definitely. I think for me and all of us, I think we just want, like I said, stick with it. Every shift just get better, and if you do that, it's going to come. It's fun, getting angry and going out the next shift and just buzzing. That's great too. So you kind of use that energy to, help you in a way. And instead of yelling or whatever, you take that energy in your legs and use it.
Did it feel even sweeter getting that goal to make it 3-2 after a questionable call?
Yeah, that was great. Huge Sally, love it. So.
Puck don't lie.
What's that?
Puck doesn't lie.
Yeah, you got her. Puck doesn't lie.
What was that crowd like in the third period for you guys as those goals were coming in?
Yeah, that was awesome. Wednesday night in Rochester, you wouldn't have thought that for sure. But, haven't won a playoff game, whatever, since 2014, and they were ready for it, and we were ready for it too. So You know, huge kudos to them that they brought the energy, which allowed us to, you know, bring the energy on the ice. So that was unbelievable.
Hey, where's that fine line between carrying the momentum of this game into game two while also trying to turn the page, move on, and start all over?
Yeah, definitely. I think we'll look at this game and, you know, find out, you know, what we can do to find more offense, be better in the D zone, and take things from that. But also, you know, it's a new game. We got hopefully just one game here, but possibly two, and we want to make sure that we turn the page on this one. And, you know, it starts 0-0. Make the most of it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.